This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, March 4th, is the original Inauguration Day under the Constitution, and the U.S. Capitol Police say they have uncovered intelligence of a possible plot by a militia group to breach the Capitol today. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The threat appears to be connected to a far-right conspiracy theory, mainly promoted by supporters of QAnon, that Donald Trump will rise again to power March 4th, which used to be the nation's inauguration day. Sources say members of an anti-government militia group called the Three Percenters were allegedly discussing plots against the Capitol for today. As law enforcement looks for increased travel into the district, the House decided to adjourn early and avoid meetings at the Capitol.
But before adjourning, the House passed two major bills, a voting rights bill, which would require states to register all eligible voters automatically, and the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. It would ban chokeholds and drop immunity protections for officers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
It will take a tremendous step forward to stop the violence, stem the suffering, and start to build a better America.
But Republicans say this bill will empower criminals while denying police the tools they need to do their jobs. Hundreds of midshipmen from the U.S. Naval Academy are staying at a hotel because of a COVID-19 outbreak at the school in Annapolis, Maryland. More people are dying in car crashes, says the National Safety Council. More than 42,000 people killed in car crashes in 2020. That's an 8% increase over the previous year. Authorities say some drivers are behaving badly on the roads. It's kind of terrifying, one safety official said. Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, has had a successful heart procedure at a London hospital. He's 99 years old. This is AP News. The manager of the Texas Power Grid is out of a job.
The CEO of the Texas Power Grid has been fired in the latest fallout after the statewide blackouts that left millions without electricity and heat for days during an extended cold snap last month. Bill Magnus, the CEO of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, was given a two-month termination notice by ERCOT's board in a meeting Wednesday night. Magnus made more than $876,000 in salary and other compensation in 2019. On Monday, Public Utility Commission Chairwoman Deanne Walker resigned her post. In Washington, the House Oversight Committee is opening an investigation of ERCOT. I'm Mike Gracia.
More than one-third of nonprofits may have to close because of the financial harm from the pandemic. That from two research groups. They say it would help if donations increase a lot. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.